believe that the Trump administration had it right. They struck the right balance and brought great clarity to the definition of waters of the U.S. As you may recall, under the Obama rule that was put forward, it was so wide-ranging in scope that bipartisan opposition, Democrat mayors, Republican mayors, it didn't matter what your party stripe was around the country, everybody was concerned about the great overreach of the federal government through the Obama LOTUS rule. Then there were some court challenges that put a hold on that. In the interim, the Trump team came forward and put forward a very sensible rule. Well, and just like everything else with President Biden, this was one of the first items that they reversed when this president came into office. And so we'll see how this unfolds. Hopefully the U.S. Supreme Court, there's a case before them, Sackett versus the EPA, on this particular matter, and hopefully they will get the ruling right on that. And of course, that's specific to the definition of water as it relates to wetlands, so it may not prove to be a case that is as wide-ranging in scope as maybe I would like, particularly if they rule correctly. But this is going to be a big issue moving forward, and assuming we can get the majority in the fall, I think you'll see next year a number of attempts on appropriations bills to rein this administration in on it, if in fact they propose a new rule that's anything close to the original Obama rule.